The debate continues on both sides of a tax cut bill that some Republican legislators say they'll attempt to force passage during the upcoming veto session. Senator Gina Walsh says she's heard both arguments for and against a bill that would cut income taxes on businesses and individuals, and she says it's still a bad bill.
It would be my hope that everybody comes back in January and looks at this again with a different eye and comes to a compromise on this bill.
Walsh says the current provision that raises taxes on prescription medications would be devastating to many residents of her district, and that she doesn't want to pass any bills that would hurt people. She admits it's hard to know the bill's fate, despite the grandstanding on both sides of the aisle before veto session September 11th.
Well, I don't have a crystal ball, Jessica, but I voted against the tax bill 253 originally, and I plan to vote to sustain the governor's veto of that bill.
House Speaker Tim Jones has said he thinks he can get all 109 Republican votes in the House to override the veto of the measure. He will need all 109 to push the bill through to the Senate. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.